You're listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Messenger Insight. I'm Brian Hobbs, your host. Every year, Oklahoma Baptist State Missions Offering makes a real impact through the dollars given through Baptists of the State and other generous people in Oklahoma. And to talk about the 2013 State Missions Offering, we have on this broadcast Kelly King, who is BGCO Women's Specialist. Kelly, hi.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's good to talk with you, and especially about this really key time in the life of Southern Baptists here in Oklahoma. For those that this topic may be brand new, could you talk about the State Missions Offering, kind of how it works, what this year's goal is, and maybe even some of the ministries that the dollars go to help?
Sure. I mean, first of all, let me just say, you know, even though the Women's Office, we really kind of help deal with the promotion and sending churches materials, it is a convention-wide, I mean, more than 20 ministries are helped through the State Missions Offering. And this year's theme is really kind of playing off of last year. We did something kind of unusual, and we kept that "We Are Oklahoma Missions," kind of that "we" theme, because we do believe that it takes Oklahomans collectively as Southern Baptists to make a difference. And this year's goal is a little bit higher than last year's, because we actually went over the goal last year. So our goal this year is $1.1 million.
Amen. It's a good goal. It's an aggressive goal, but God has just really been blessing here in Oklahoma. What are some of the 20-plus ministries?
Sure. Let me think. I'm going to just mention a couple of the ones that get a lot of dollars, because sometimes we tend to, you know, spread that out. But church planting, for instance, people may think, well, wow, there's a lot of churches in Oklahoma. But when you look at the history of church planting in Oklahoma and the growth of our population, we still need new churches. And so church planting receives a large portion of the dollars. And in conjunction with that, associational outreach leadership, which is, it's a kind of a vague, broad term, but it really is helping our associations in our state really develop church planting and discipleship and evangelism. So almost every ministry you look at, there is an evangelism component there. There is a church planting component, some way that people are hearing the gospel of Christ.
And these monies all go to help Oklahoma and what God is doing here.
Absolutely. Good point, Brian, because, you know, a lot of times people think, well, you know, if I give to something, how much is going to salaries or administration? And a State Mission Offering dollar goes directly to impact that particular ministry, including something as common as disaster relief, even though that's been a huge part of this year's mission offering and what we've seen happen, because we've had a lot of disasters, but very important component of what happens.
And when a May 20th Moore tornado hits, the offering, helps have the equipment ready for when a disaster strikes like that, in addition to other monies raised.
Yeah, great point. You know what? People gave a lot of money after the May 20th, and really the May tornadoes. I mean, it was more than just that one day, wasn't it? But you see all that money given, and most of that money is given directly to impact victims, directly to impact those who were affected. Whereas a State Mission Offering dollar may help buy equipment, may help store equipment, may help sharpen chainsaws, and, you know, just the logistics of what disaster relief teams need. So that money is there before the disaster happens.
That's awesome. We truly are blessed. I was on bgco.org/SMO checking out some of the resources before we talked, and there's some powerful videos on there. Could you talk about maybe any one of those videos, the Job Corps?
Sure. Yeah, Brian knows that's my favorite right now, because we did do a video on Christian Men's Job Corps, and a lot of people don't know what a fabulous ministry this is. And the men who are going through this program are coming out of prisons, and we are training them to be prepared for the job market. In fact, almost all of them get a job very quickly after they finish the program. And the best part about it, I mean, we've had over 200 graduates in the last 2 years since the program started. 25%, I mean, one in four of the guys who go through it accept Christ as their personal savior.
Wow.
That is incredible.
Wow. And it's amazing to think about that these monies are going to make eternal impact. It's not just a temporal
exactly.
impact. It's for the kingdom of God and the expansion. I mentioned the website. If I'm a church staffer or a leader in my church, what all will I find on the website?
Sure. You're going to find copies of everything, but most importantly, you're going to find an online order form. And so when you need envelopes, you need posters, you need prayer guides that you can give to your church members, go to that website at bgco.org/SMO and place that order. We'll get those materials to your church. There's no charge. Sometimes churches don't realize that we do not charge to give you those materials. So please order them and we'll be happy to send them to you.
Thanks, Kelly. And thanks to your team for all the hard work in praying about what areas to emphasize in making sure these quality materials are available for churches. And let's pray that the goal is met again this year. Wouldn't that be a big praise?
Absolutely. We want to see that happen.
Well, check it out now, bgco.org/SMO. Kelly King, BGCO Women's Specialist, thanks for coming on.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, find us in the iTunes Store or visit us at BaptistMessenger.com.